Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor.
How's it going?
Good.
So I have a question for you guys today. What does it mean to be great? What does it mean to be great? What do you think, Zoe?
To do something amazing,
okay? So sometimes people will think we're great if we can do something amazing. What else? What do you think, Winnie?
We're great at soccer.
If you're great at soccer, okay. So yeah, a little bit more specific there. So here's another question. Can any of you do something great? Some of you can do something great? Do any of you have any hidden talents that maybe a lot of people don't know about you? What do you think, Sadie? Can you do something great? What do you think you can do? Oh, you're really good at cartwheels? That's awesome. I am not really good at cartwheels.
I'm practicing at cartwheels.
What do you think, Riker? What can you do that's great? Oh, wow. You can help someone if their home is on fire. My goodness. We have a little firefighter here. I didn't even know. That is a hidden talent, I guess. Evie, what do you think? A handstand? That's awesome. So, Gavin, one more. What do you think? To follow Jesus and play video games. Okay, got it. Well, so I've been working on a certain talent myself, and recently my kids got these awesome bath toys. These are actually balls that kind of like, they're like squeezy ones, right? And there's a little basketball hoop that is in the bathtub. And so sometimes we work on shooting these balls into the basket, right, during bath time, and that's a lot of fun. But I've also been working on another talent that I wanted to share with all of you today. So, well, I was thinking, yeah, so I was working, started one at a time, right, so I can juggle one ball. Isn't that pretty cool? Is that great, though? It's not that great, right? How about two? If I juggle two balls and I do that, is that pretty great?
Yeah.
You want me to try to do all three?
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to see if this works out the way it worked out earlier in my office, okay? Here we go. Ready?
Wow.
Hey! Thanks, YouTube. So, here's the thing. So, even though I was able to do that for a couple seconds, if I kept trying to juggle, since I'm not really good at it yet, all of these balls would fall onto the ground. I promise that that's what would happen. So, I need to keep working at it. But while I'm working at that, and I've got this talent, and I'm saying, hey guys, look at me and all this great stuff that I can do, while you guys work on your talents, like doing handstands and putting out fires, what else are we called to do as Christians with our hands? Ellie. Okay, so we can use our hands and our feet to bring the gospel to people, right? To tell people the good news about Jesus. What do you think, Sadie? We can use our hands to pray, right? What do pastors use their hands for on a Sunday morning? What do I use my hands for in the service? What do you think?
Bible.
Okay, I hold a Bible or I hold a hymnal, right, to help me lead the service. In the beginning of the service, sometimes I use my hand to make the sign of the cross, and we begin our service in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. If I spent all Sunday morning just working on my juggling and my hands were full, that wouldn't really be good because I'm supposed to be using my hands right now to serve the Lord, right? And sometimes
we have this problem in our lives called sin. All the time, we have our hands full of sin. We do things that we're not supposed to do. We say things that we're not supposed to say. And what happens in our life is sometimes we want everybody to look at me and how great I am, and we forget that the reason why God gave us these hands and these feet is to serve Him. Now, here's the problem with sin. It's not like these bath toy balls, or I can just put them down next to me and forget about them. With sin, this is a part of our lives from the time that we're born until the time that we pass away and go to heaven. We have this sin that is within us. There's only one way that our hands will no longer be filled with sin, and that is if Jesus is the one who comes and takes that away from us. Now, thankfully, He has already done that. A long time ago, Jesus came into this world, and He was the one who was really great, not because He could do handstands or juggle, but because Jesus lived a perfect life and died on the cross for you and for me. And because we believe in Jesus, that means that He has taken our sin away from us. He has freed up our hands so that now, by the power of the Holy Spirit, we can serve Him with our whole lives. Isn't that a wonderful thing? And it's all because Jesus is truly great. So let's fold our hands and bow our heads, and we are going to thank Jesus for taking that sin away. You can repeat after me. Dear Jesus,
we thank you
for freeing our hands
to serve you.
Help us
to love you
and our neighbors
each and every day.
In your name we pray.
Amen.
All right, thank you guys so much for coming up, and you can go back and sit with your moms and dads.